It must work, Chris, if more and more states are beginning to seriously take a look at this.
The amazing thing is that we've known this has worked for so long, it's just astounding. We have 100, you know, I don't know when you consider the age of science to have begun, but say we have 100 years when people have been doing very scientific method type observations and thousands of years of recorded use of medical marijuana. So the whole notion that this is something that should even be of any question is just, in a sense, astounding. You know, it's like if people not believing that aspirin worked or not believing that penicillin worked. You know, the evidence is so profoundly in favor of it. Even the federal government, when they did their study, the National Academy of Science looked at that. They came to the conclusion that their identifiable medical benefits, that it should get more research, which, of course, has not been allowed to happen. And, well, I should say it's only minimally been allowed to happen. And that in some cases, the smoked marijuana is really the only thing that can help people. And yet, even in light of that and its own federal program of allowing medical marijuana for a few people, the federal government still denies that it works.
Are you involved in several issues here? And that would be, one, the use of marijuana for medical purposes, and then, two, the just use of marijuana for people's own recreational needs? Or do you concentrate primarily on just the use for medical use?
Well, I'm involved in both of those areas. In a sense, the federal drug war is moving forward the sense of a lot of people that the overall marijuana issue has to be changed, the policy has to be changed. And so there's a certain extent to where there's a political link which the federal government has created by virtue of its policy. But in addition to that, a lot of the issues that are at stake in a personal use case are very similar to those in a medical use. How much marijuana is there? How likely is it to be used? Is there evidence that it was being sold? Those are the same kind of questions that we confront in a medical marijuana case or a personal use case.
Okay, and later on, Chris, I do want to ask you, how many people do you believe may be in our prisons right now who have used marijuana and they got caught? And I want to see how many are in jail, because I would guess that number is higher than most people would think, wouldn't it?
Well, with 750,000 arrests for a year, you know that's got to be fairly significant.
Our first patient, Chris, I would like you to kind of set the scene for us a little bit. It is George McMahon. Tell us a little bit about George.
Well, I first met George in the early 90s. George is a patient who has a nail patella syndrome, which is a, well, he'll explain to you what it is, but he was able to fight a medical necessity case in the federal government and get accepted into a program called the Investigational New Drug Program. And the information that's been developed in this program over the past 30 years is amazing. And George is like living testimony to the not only the efficacy of medical marijuana, but to the fact that the federal government knows about this and has been, in fact, taking care of him over these past decade or more.
Okay, let's bring George in. George, how are you?
Good morning. I'm pretty good this morning.
Good. Fighting the good fight?
I hope so.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your situation, George.
Well,
Sure.
The actual reason I get marijuana, there's three of them: pain, spasm, and nausea. The description of the nail patella syndrome is that I have a protein missing. Well, the protein doesn't make me sick or literally hurt me. I could live pretty well without any medications had they not started medicating and treating me for things that weren't wrong with me when I was small. So I basically was getting cutting-edge drugs because I looked a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And those cutting-edge drugs were affecting me different, like they do everybody. There is no pill they can give you or me that'll do the same thing to both of us, no matter what they say, or any other two people. It may be very similar, but there's your body and mine to react to that pill. So, about 38 years of that, I had about 5 death experiences. I've had 18 major surgeries.
Gosh.
They would give me pills until my bones would get so brittle they'd break, you know, and I'm a normal guy. I worked hard for a living.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time 1988, I literally happened across a marijuana cigarette. I was in the hospital, and they gave me 5 hours to live. And a fella came down the hall and said, well, another patient will trade you this for a cigarette, a joint.
In the hospital room, right?
In the hospital room. I hadn't been out of bed in about 6 weeks by then. hadn't eaten and hadn't slept. And those things just left me. And mainly it was the drug treatment I was getting. They just kept making me, and they were saving my life. I had developed some kidney problems at the time.
Yeah.
And so they were saving my life. Only most of what I developed was because of drugs that they'd given me. So that's how it came about. The fight with the government was my doctor, my nurse, and me, about four other hospital employees filling out papers. And we did that for 2 years. They would just throw them away, say, well, there was a decimal point out of place, or there was a, you didn't put a period, or you forgot a word. One just recently, my paperwork came back because they had, I don't believe they had moved it, but the address wasn't written down somewhere inside the paperwork.
Well, when you started using marijuana, did you immediately stop taking these other medications?
Yeah, when my prescription came, that was it. I was taking then about 10 Percodan a day.
10 a day?
Yeah. And it took from Friday night to Saturday morning. I didn't have any kind of withdrawal. I had a slight headache for a day or two.
Right.
Real slight. And that was it.
Well, once that stuff was out of your system, what did the marijuana start doing for you?
Oh, immediately, even when that stuff was in my system, I began to feel better. You know, I could sit up in my chair. I could get out of bed. I didn't need help rolling over. And that was within hours. Probably I couldn't talk about pain and nausea relief for even yet a few more days before I really realized how much everything else wasn't working. I got to tell you, to a patient who's taking hard drugs or hard prescription drugs, just going to the bathroom every day can be a real big deal. And all of those problems left me.